Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Marcinato back in studio. He went down to Grizzlies media availability. Ja Morant and Taylor Jenkins both spoke, correct, Mark?
Yes. It All was right, so interesting. Quite the scene down there at FedEx Forum. Lots of...
Looked full.
Yeah, well, you know, I think there was a request made, because typically what happens is when they practice, they just do the availability on the side of the practice court there at FedEx Forum. And there was, I believe, a request made to move this down to like the formal press conference room downstairs, but they chose not to. And so we all crammed in there in the corner of the practice gym. I think there was New York Times was there, ESPN fed it live, I think, or basically like, so, and did like our instant you know, Tim McMahon was doing it as I was leaving. Tim McMahon was setting up to do a stand up.
So on NBA Today, I believe that's the name of the program, NBA Today, they went live.
Oh, wow.
And it was very funny to watch because
I got one question in.
It was very funny to watch, though, because
I got denied by Ja.
You and I that have done this, it's probably less of a big deal for you because for the most part, you need the quotes.
Yeah.
But back when I used to have to do video, and you just, guys are still practicing or still doing like shooting drills,
shooting free throws, whatever.
Like they're doing, and so just that thunderous sound of the basketball just going back and forth, back and forth. And you could tell on NBA Today, they were not prepared for that. And so you could tell there's some sound engineer that was like trying to drown out.
Like a DJ with the knobs.
Yeah, he really did. He was turning the tables, if you will, trying to cut it down. But there was just no answer. But yes, they carried just Ja's portion live. And then they immediately had Perk, Shime, and
Shime Ogunwike.
Nailed it.
Is that how you pronounce your first name? Whatever. Yeah.
I thought it was Shime, but again, just because I've heard like the promos. Lowe was on there, but I had to go back on the air, so I couldn't hear that.
Well,
but also, Malika weighed in as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, there was some stuff that was, you know, I thought Ja was not, I didn't sense like he was rehearsed or anything. He answered every question that came his way. As I said earlier in the show, ultimately, like, and I think even he sort of realizes this, like, whatever he says is whatever at this point. Like, it's going to take time to prove sort of he's living the way he says he's going to be living now. But among the interesting things I thought he confirmed, it's ongoing counseling, like an ongoing process is how he phrased it, but that he's not done. He basically said he's not done with counseling. Like, he's still doing it. He said it was his decision to go to Florida for the counseling, said he was going to, and what he was going there for, he basically said he needs to be more responsible. But he pushed back when Tim McMahon asked him if he has an alcohol problem, pushed back on that.
So the way that I interpreted it, hearing him, I think the word he kept using was, it was to deal with stress.
Yes, yes, he made that clear.
But yes, you're 100% right. He was very clear.
That
he was
seemed
not,
like a touchy subject to Ja. Like, he pushed back pretty hard on that. I don't have an alcohol problem. I've never had an alcohol problem. I didn't go there for an alcohol problem. So there's that. He said the way I interpreted it was he's not going to be on social media really anymore. That's what he said. I mean, DeMichael Cole from the commercial appeal asked him, like, are you going to pull back on showing the real you? And it was a little unclear if he was referring specifically to like Instagram Live or social media in general. But very clearly, he is. We are not going to see the same Ja on social media that we've seen before. And I would raise arm raise. Good. Like, I think ultimately he was losing more than he was gaining from being quote unquote authentic on social media, and it, you know, built up to that moment of the authenticity we got in that strip club at 4 a.m. or whatever it was.
If I may,
yeah,
you raise your hand. I agree with you on good. Mm-hmm. Also, if I may, mm-hmm. I don't believe it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a lot of this stuff. It's like you know,
and by
time.
The way, this is not even. I think Ja Morant is like so many of us, particularly under the age of 40. We're addicted to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not seen from him. There have been other opportunities where I think he knew I got to shut it off. Honestly, let's take it in a non-serious way. Kevin Durant can't quit the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the one thing I'll give Durant credit for is instead of using all the burners that he used to use, like now he's just doing it on his own, but like I hope that it's the case. I'm skeptical.
And he said he's going to, you know, essentially said he's going to be on his, he's not going to be partying that much. You know, he's not going to be going out to clubs and stuff like that's not that the way he phrased it, I believe, was that's not on my mind right now. He's focused on keeping the main thing, the main thing. That was one of the things he came back to a couple times as he spoke. So,
I mean, also though, like on the flip side, I think this is kind of a non-issue right now. Like they look at, we talked about the road trip at the beginning. Look at what they have left on the road. It's like a quick there and back to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then correct. It's just those final three. No, there's a Chicago game. There's a Chicago game in there.
Yeah.
And then it's like New Orleans, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City. Those aren't really like the club.
Other than like Chicago.
Yeah.
And that's a one-off.
And it's a one-off. So.
Well, and Taylor Jenkins, during his portion, a couple interesting things were like he confirmed that, you know, he wouldn't go into specifics, but they've changed some of the things on traveling. You know, like they're not.
I don't know who said. I believe
the Athletic reported.
I think it's on the record. Yeah, it's on the record that they've stopped doing the extra days.
Yeah, well, the Athletic reported that, and he seemed to kind of confirm that without confirming it specifically, but confirm like they've made changes to the way they travel. And then he opened the door. So Ja said, in terms of when he's going to play, if he's going to play tomorrow, said it's still in the air.
Yeah.
Taylor was much more definitive, like all things seem to be checking out, like he had a good practice today, the medical team says he's good. Like Taylor basically said he's going to play. Unless something between now and then happens. But
I actually got those two answers. So, for instance, I think Ja has some guilt about what he's done to his teammates.
Yes.
I think there's clearly some guilt there.
He said, I felt uncomfortable sitting on the bench at first last night. And he said, I feel uncomfortable now. And I can understand, you know, like ultimately, I get it. Having to face these questions, why it would be uncomfortable because of the situation that presented itself. And hopefully, you know, I don't know, he'll probably have to answer some more later on, but this was probably going to be the most intense session of questions he's going to have to answer about all of this.
Until the playoffs, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
But like back to the point, I do think it makes sense that Ja would say what he said and Taylor's, like Ja has to kind of, when you're in this situation, you have to feel like you earn your way back
because
you let your guys down.
Yeah.
Ja's playing.
Well, to that point, Taylor left the door open, though. Like, he says they're talking about bringing him off the bench thing sounds like it's kind of a possibility. Like, he could come off the bench for the first two or three games.
I mean, I can buy that. At the same time, though,
they said they're discussing it, and he's not. Like, Taylor basically said, I'm going to make a decision, but, like, it's under consideration that Ja would come off the bench to start.
Again, I can understand that, but you also have to look at it in terms of the rest of the season. Does anyone out there believe Ja Morant's coming off the bench on the first game of the playoffs?
I look at it like I did a couple years ago. Remember when they brought Jaren off the bench when he first came back from his knee injury?
Yes.
And it was like, why are you doing this? These are not the players he's going to be playing
Correct.
With when he's, you know, back to full strength. You might as well, like, play him in the spot you plan to play him long term, not ease him back through the bench. That I feel the same way about Ja. Hopefully he starts. And he said a lot of people don't know what's been going on. He made a decision that hurt me to the core. I still think he really views this as he messed up with the Instagram Live. The other stuff, the incident at his house with the teenager punching the teenager, the mall parking lot incident, the Houston High
volleyball game.
Like, he reiterated what he said during the Jalen Rose interview, which was like the truth, you know, when the day comes, the truth will come out, and, you know, none of those situations were what they're being presented as. Like, he was defensive about that and went as far as, you know, he said the cases are sealed. And when he was asked, the New York Times reporter asked him, like, why can't you talk about him because the cases are sealed? And he goes, well, do you know court cases?
Well, it was,
but I don't think those cases are, I don't think they're sealed. Like, the documents have already been released of what happened.
Well, I bet there's a gag order on it now.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, again, I'm not a legal expert.
I think he's totally within his rights to say, like, it's an ongoing matter. I don't want to talk about it. But
the thing that I found weird, because I thought the questions were fair. Like,
relatively speaking, yeah. It was fine. I had no problem with anything.
The thing that was weird to me, though, was that follow-up, because he had mentioned it's sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And then her follow-up was like,
because I don't think the case is actually sealed. Sealed would mean, like, we wouldn't be able to see the documents in the case.
Or if it's already settled and there's an NDA.
I guess.
Now, that would be improper framing, probably.
Well, that would be public, too. Like, maybe the actual NDA wouldn't be public, but there'd be a public acknowledgement that there's been an NDA signed.
The course, like, yeah, usually what happens is the case ends up being closed.
Yeah. Says he doesn't have a gun problem. Also. So, it was, listen, he did fine. I don't think every answer was perfect, but I think he did good enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And ultimately, I go back to my original point. Like, nothing he was going to say during this was going to really change that much. Ultimately, all he can really do right now, and that's the part I found most interesting, is, like, he's talking about, like, how he still feels kind of uncomfortable coming back to the team, and to the point you made of, like, feeling like he let down his teammates. Like, the only place where he's truly going to be able to, I think we're actually have a chance to see, like, the real Ja is on the court, you know, like, moving for the next few months.
So that was Kendrick Perkins on his, they went to him first right after, so I got to hear his full answer.
Mm-hmm.
His point that he made was the hard part's now over. For Ja, the hardest part was A, getting sent home, having to answer these questions, like the media stuff. He's like, now you get to go back to the easy part for him, which is playing basketball.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, but that was his. That
no,
was the
and
crux
I,
of his
I
point.
Just think that's the only place where he's probably going to feel, you know, like, hopefully it can be a place where it's a release. Like, that's, he alluded to this, like, you know, ultimately, one of the reasons this decision hurt so bad is because it, like, took away basketball for a couple weeks. And, like, when he gets down to it, like, that's what he loves the most. He didn't, I do believe, like, the partying he probably likes. But, like, ultimately what he loves is the basketball. And he lost sight of that a little bit, I think. And, you know, he kept saying, like, the reason he was doing this is to get into a better space mentally, to deal with stress more. He said the stress had been building. Whatever you make of those buzzwords, if you will, the guy lost sight of, like, what he loved and, like, what he was here to do. Like, he's like keeping the main thing the main thing. He lost sight of the main thing. And, you know, I think if this whole episode doesn't change that, nothing will. Because this is pretty intense. Like, this seems like, honestly, like, a lot. It, like, almost seems at this point, like, way overblown in terms of how the kind of bated breath questions he's being asked about his life. Like, it just feels like this is a guy who partied too much and lost sight of, you know, who he wanted to be, who he was, and now he's going to take a path, a longer path than he probably needed to make for himself to rediscover who he is. But, like, ultimately, he's still a phenomenal basketball player. he's still, I think, a guy capable of leading a franchise like the Memphis Grizzlies to a championship. And that's the only thing he can really do right now. I just don't think he can repair. His reputation is not going to be repaired overnight. It's not going to be repaired. Maybe locally, but like the, you know, in terms of like the NBA, general NBA populace, like ultimately all he can do is put his head down now and play ball.
Yeah, the only concern that I have, because I'm like you, the one thing that I kind of made a note of, you mentioned with him, it's uncomfortable, mm-hmm. whatnot. The only thing I didn't particularly like is there seems to be a disconnect between he should be feeling uncomfortable. He made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to your point, did he make a mistake that should that merits the amount of conversation and think pieces and
yeah.
all of this? Absolutely not. Now, that also, to a certain degree, comes with the territory. To me, like that's
if
also
you're gonna be, yeah.
that's the acknowledgement of how big of a star you are. The only concern, though, that I have is there seems to be a disconnect of, you know, the reason why you feel uncomfortable right now is you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
And part of motivation to make a change is you don't want to feel that again.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, like, that seems to be, like, that my only concern is what got taken away from him, I would think should be more of a motivational factor. But in the end, time will tell whether or not it was.
Yeah.
But it, to me, like,
my full expectation is that for the next few months, however long this Grizzly season goes, we're going to see a much better version of Ja, less distracted version of Ja, a version of Ja. Like, I don't think he's going to, like, go out and party his ass off. Like, that's like that would be foolish. And I don't think ultimately, while he made a foolish decision that night in Denver, I don't think he's a foolish person. And the question, though, is, like, what happens after this season? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, like, there's nothing we can do except wait and see if, like, what the real version of Ja Morant is. Like, I don't think the real version of Ja Morant is the guy who was on that Instagram video. I also don't think the real version of Ja Morant is, like, the guy who is, like, always seeking out the camera to, like, give out free shoes and,
yes.
you know, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
that's all, that's corporate PR Ja, and, like, it's good that he does it, but, like, the real Ja is somewhere in between there.
Yes.
And I don't know if he's truly figured out who the real, you know, in this, I don't know if he's truly figured out who he can be with this spotlight. You know, if that makes
yeah.
sense.
And by the
like,
way,
he knows the real person.
He's not
like
the
when
first 23-year-old that it's had to issue with public persona.
Yeah, like it's just this is a unique circumstance that he's in the level of stardom that he appeared to be reaching, and has reached. You know, whether it's good or bad. I mean, ultimately, there's never been a Memphis Grizzly who I think they would like cut in for live.
No,
there's no reason why someone would warrant that from the Grizzlies in the past.
So, yeah, I'm with you because
a live cut in.
I mean, they carried it almost in its entirety, it seemed.
Yeah. I mean, it was only 7 minutes
yeah,
or so.
Then they covered it entirely. So, the other thing, though, to your point, if you look at the remaining games that we talked about on the road, like this mm-hmm. is a, let's be clear, for the most part, in terms of impacting the basketball team,
mm-hmm.
it's been a road issue.
Yeah.
Like, you can, to me, set the family things aside, the basketball court incident at the house, the volleyball game incident, and the mall cop. Like to me, like those are different.
All those happened in the off season.
Correct.
The only incident that happened during the season involving like family / friends was the Indiana Pacers game thing.
Correct. And I think some of that has been addressed
mm-hmm.
with bannings. If you look at the remaining schedule, I don't exactly see. I don't yep. see long, problematic road trips.
No, it's if you're playing Golden State in the opening round.
But
you're
see,
playing...
like, that's my deal. I also think, though, when it comes playoff time, Josh strikes me as...
You're already going to get booed anyways.
Well, no, it's not even that. Did you ever have a big intramural game in college?
No, not really.
Okay, well, one night we were playing for the... We'd beaten the law school, which hadn't been beaten in like 7 years, and we're playing for the title, and it's completely unexpected. I heroically decided to not drink that Saturday night. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like you're making a sacrifice, but in reality, like, it's just in your head. Ja strikes me as, like, come playoff time, I'm not partying tonight when it's on the road. And so I don't think the rest of this season is the issue. What I think is the true testing ground, though, to the point that you're making, I think this is, like, what happens next year during the regular season.
No, like, it's about, like, that's, like, you know, ultimately he said he was stressed out from presumably from being a star. And
he didn't look too stressed.
Well, you know, he said he dealt with it. Like, he's basically saying the partying and the drinking, whatever he was doing, that was how he decided to handle stress. And this whole thing was about finding a better headspace to deal with stress in a different way than that.
It's why I hope I'm wrong about calling his bluff on that he's getting off social media. I 1,000% think a lot of his quote-unquote stress
is caused by looking at social media.
And looking at his mentions.
Yeah. Now, I actually kind of feel like he's probably right that he doesn't have an alcohol problem in the sense that, like, I don't sense he drinks more than any other, like as a 23-year-old, I don't sense he drinks like lot more than any other 23-year-old.
The problem about commenting on whether or not someone has an alcohol problem is you and I can make the case he's doing what 23-year-olds do. Maybe not every one of them.
By the way, we got a tweet from Ja.
What did
38
say?
Minutes ago. His first tweet since all this happened.
I'm deleting this?
Day by day.
I don't.
Turned off the replies.
Okay. That's fine. Like,
so he definitely still going to be on social media.
Yes. That meant
he no more Instagram Live, what he was saying earlier.
Yeah. I think
he's going to probably curtail his social media work. But
the problem is, you can go to a textbook definition of whether or not someone has an alcohol problem, and basically, if it's someone that has more than two drinks, you can say, this person has a problem. So, but I'm with you. I don't think the alcohol is the issue.
No, I think he needs to be, he said it, I need to be more responsible. And, like, that's...
He's asked to be essentially a CEO of a Fortune 500 company at 23 years old.
Yeah. And he seems to have a better understanding of that now. And, you know, I think if Perk said what you said, he said, like, I think he's right. Like, it's ultimately now he can move forward a little bit and focus on, like, it's about basketball now. Because I think if the basketball works out, he'll be fine in the short term. Long term, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, his actions will determine that. But short term, like, I think we're going to get a focused Ja Morant. You know, it might take a couple games for him to get back in rhythm. You know, he says he still feels a little uncomfortable. But
also, it sounded to me like his answer said he was not working out a ton. Of course, there's a difference just being getting shots up and going and staying in shape.
You know? I don't know if he was doing a lot of basketball activities. Like, maybe he's
running,
you know, stuff like that.
Sure.
He says he's been doing a lot of conditioning stuff since he got back from Florida. That's what he said. Like, so maybe he was probably, once he got home a few days ago, before he came back to the facility, my guess is he was starting to do stuff at home. And then obviously in the last couple days, since he got back to the facility, he's been ramping up even more. Also, got a Steven Adams update, slight one.
Okay.
He's finished the offloading. Okay.
Okay.
Are we
back to uploading? What are we doing?
Now we're going. I think uploading is we're in the beginning parts of the upload, or upshift. I forget what word he used.
We put the CD-ROM in the deck.
There'd be more of an update beginning of April. That's when they plan on really ramping things up with him. That's the plan, at least, is like beginning of April, he'll start doing more aggressive, maybe get closer to playgroup action.
Yeah. To me, when you read all the reports, like when Woj is saying he's going to miss the rest of the regular,
he might be ready for the playoffs.
I think if you gave them he could play game one, they'd take it.
Yeah. If you're not even ready to give any sort of update till the beginning of April.
Correct.
Middle of April seems like the earliest you could expect him back. So there's your slight update. But, eventful day down at FedEx Forum. Lots of people interested in what Ja had to say. And we'll see. Looks like he's gonna make his debut tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.